Good morning. That storm system in southern Canada in the mid-levels of the atmosphere still influencing our weather with a chilly northwest wind flow. Temperatures starting off in the 40s and lower 50s this morning across interior New York and New England, and will only manage to climb into the 60s again today. The storm is slowly moving out over the Maritimes. However, the wind will remain gusty, at times over 30 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain, but even in the valleys, and that will only add to this afternoon's cool temperatures. We will see more in the way of sunshine today across the region and fewer showers, confined mainly to northern and eastern New England. Skies will be mostly clear tonight with high pressure building in from the west, and temperatures will dip back into the 40s. But after a chilly start tomorrow, we'll have a bigger rebound back into the lower 70s with mostly sunny skies. Still, that system over the Maritimes will be close enough to keep a northwest wind flow in place on Friday afternoon, and it will be gusty. On Saturday, warmer air will flow our way during the day. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and highs will be back into the upper 70s and even near 80 degrees. With an impulse of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere riding through the Great Lakes and into the area, showers and some thunderstorms will be possible late in the day Saturday and into Saturday night. There is the potential for some of these storms to be on the stronger or even severe side, and we'll monitor this heading toward the weekend. On the backside of the system, cooler with a few showers on Sunday under a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, highs near 70, and staying in the 60s again on Monday with a cool northwest wind flow. Dry through the middle of next week with temperatures climbing back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of Montana into northern North Dakota. 30 to 50 knots of southwesterly mid-level winds near an upper-level jet stream nosing across the northern Rockies and into Saskatchewan likely will contribute to sufficient shear for organized severe storm development today. Computer guidance also suggests sufficiently large instability to support a risk for supercells before convection perhaps evolves into an organizing eastward-propagating convective system near the international border this evening. A risk for large hail and locally damaging wind gusts will be the primary concerns. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing rain and fog, 25 degrees, with a northwest wind at 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 42. 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 59, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.50 inches for the month, which is 46 hundredths above normal, and 12.26 inches for the year, which is 3.56 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month, which is 20 below normal, and 5,422 for the season, which is 1,232 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 100, set in 1933, and the record low, 37, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cool today, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, but breezy and unseasonably cool today, with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cool today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cool today, with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cool today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still breezy, but milder, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a late-day shower or thunderstorm Saturday into Saturday night, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with a scattered shower Sunday around 70. Breezy and cool Monday, partly sunny in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.